off the top. Bethany Hamilton is holding nothing back, potentially one of the highest scoring rides of the day, as this final comes to a close here at Turtle Bay.
Growing up on the Garden Island of Kauai, Bethany Hamilton spent every minute she could riding the waves. She was on the verge of becoming a top competitor in pro surfing, but while she was practicing at an isolated cove, a 4-meter-long tiger shark ripped off her left arm. A frantic ride to the hospital and quick work by doctors saved her life, but nobody, not even Bethany, could imagine she would ever get back on a surfboard again.
I don't understand. What happened to I can do all things? Why? Why did this happen? Why did I have to lose everything?
You didn't lose everything, Bethany. Not even close.
In a true test of her faith and by sheer willpower, Bethany did get back up on a surfboard only a month after the attack. 6 months later, she was competing again. It's a story told in her autobiography, which is the basis for the film that stars teenager Anna Sophia Robb.
I knew Bethany's story, of course, but I just thought, what an incredible role, you know. I was so fascinated by all the challenges, you know, what would it be like to have your arm taken, and what would go through your head, and how would your faith be challenged?
For the role, Robb had to learn how to surf well enough to play a champion. The young actress admits she never got to that level, but tutored by Hamilton, she did pick up the basics.
Bethany taught me a ton and really helped me figuring out, like, where the channel is and, you know, how to look for waves and what to do and just about knowledge of the sea and being comfortable in it, for sure.
The filmmakers use special effects to digitally remove Robb's arm. However, no tricks were necessary for the surfing scenes because Hamilton herself does the breathtaking wave riding. Now 21, she says she hopes audiences find inspiration in the depiction of the sport she loves.
Not a lot of people know that much about surfing, so I hope they can be educated on it. And most of all, just if people are going through a hard time, that they could be encouraged and find inspiration to push through those hard times and see that in my family's case, so much good has come out of it.
Hamilton credits her Christian faith with helping her find that positive message. Director and co-writer Sean McNamara says he felt that had to be part of the film.
Soul Surfer is about a girl who's a surfer, but that's not what the real story about. The story is about what happens with her family and how, with the tragedy she has, how she can get back on the board. Part of her character is that she's a Christian. That's just part of who she is. So we didn't want to hide from that. It was just part of who she was, so it came out in the script.
How can this be God's plan for me? I don't understand.
I don't know why terrible things happen to us sometimes. But I have to believe that something good is gonna come out of this.
Soul Surfer marks the acting debut of country music star Carrie Underwood, who plays the church youth leader who is Bethany's spiritual guide.
This story is about having faith when the chips are down and when something terrible's happened that you don't know how to deal with. And I feel like we can all learn something from Bethany's story. And when the little things in our lives don't go so well, we can take a lesson from her and realize how small that really is.
Bethany Hamilton won her first amateur surfing championship just 2 years after she lost her arm. In 2007, she realized her dream of becoming a professional surfer. She also established the Friends of Bethany, a nonprofit foundation dedicated to supporting shark attack victims and amputees around the world. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.